G'day, Reece Dowden here. Welcome to episode 75 of the Selection Bought Points podcast. And today we're going to be talking about your psych and defence interview when you go for DRS. And obviously, a lot of these points you can apply for just joining the army in a regular field. But in particular, I want to look at the direct recruiting scheme for commandos. And I've had a number of guys in my indefatigable program that have gone through it and provided really great feedback on the process to a lot of other guys in the group. So I wanted to cover it in this episode of the podcast, and hopefully those going for DRS can get something out of it, and it'll help them prepare as best they can. Because at the end of the day, there's a lot of guys that are applying for this role, so it's really competitive, and you have to interview really well, you know, as you go through the recruiting process. They're going to take the top, you know, 30, 40 guys each time. So it behooves you to listen to this, take on board what I say, take on board what other guys say that have just gone through the process or gone through the process recently, so you can give yourself the best chance. All right, so when you go for the recruiting process, you have to do a U session and everything like that, and then you'll tell them that you want to go DRS for commandos. And then you go and you do your assessment day. Now, as part of that assessment day, you'll do your psych and your defence interview. Now, that could also be done online as well. Some guys have told me that that's how they've been running it as well, so it probably depends on where you are. Either way, you turn up online in person and you conduct the psych and defence interview, as well as a few other things on the assessment day, but we're going to focus on the interview, all right? So I've had heaps of guys go through this process, and some guys actually report that the interview, sitting down with the psych, sitting down with the military personnel for your defense interview was pretty easy and pretty straightforward. And then others find it quite intimidating and find that they really get grilled by the psych or the military interviewers. So it really just depends on the day, I suppose, and the person. But either way, you've got to be prepared, all right? You've got to be prepared that it might be a little bit tough and that they're going to grill you and see what you have and see if you're serious. So you need, my number one thing, I'd say, you know your material. You need to know and practice your material before you go. Practice everything I'm going to talk through today, and then you're going to be able to remain calm and focused and not get overwhelmed if you know it, if you've practiced it. So let's now go through some of the questions that they're going to hit you with. For example, why do you want to join the army? Right? So understand that, write it down, practice it, develop it, evolve it, understand why you want to join, tell people it, see what they think. They'll probably ask you what the army values are, considering you're going to be joining the army, so know those. They'll ask, why do you want to become a commando specifically? Right? That's an obvious question. So be very clear and concise with your answer. For example, you don't have to be crazy about this, okay? It's just, how a normal person would answer this question, right? You don't have to come up with anything that's too fucking crazy. You don't have to come up with anything that you think that they might want to hear, right? It's a pretty straightforward question, and all it requires is a pretty straightforward answer. So I'd probably say something like, I want to challenge myself. I want to have a career with purpose and meaning. I want to, you know, operate at the tip of the spear and work with those committed to being the best. I want a role in which I can actually have an effect. Anything like that, all right? So why do you want to join? What are the reasons you want to join? Anything along the lines of wanting to do it for a higher purpose, wanting to work with those other people that want to be at a higher level, that really want to operate at that upper echelon. And in the military, that's special operations, okay? So anything like that, you don't need to overthink it, all right? Don't necessarily think, what do they want to hear? Just really have a think about why you want to do it. And again, test it on other people or practice it with other people. And you might want to, you know, evolve it over time and change a few things. But you know why you want to join. And simple question, it just requires a simple answer. So anything along those lines, but be genuine, okay? Be genuine. You know why you want to do it and just convey that. You'll then want to know everything about the DRS process. So the Special Forces Direct Recruiting Scheme, everything about that, i.e., Kapooka, where is it? How long does it go for? Singleton, again, where is it? How long does it go for? So Kapuka is about 80 days. Singleton is about 15 weeks. I might be trimming that down. But what happens after that? Okay, so you'll go to Holsworthy, and then you'll do the pre-selection course. How long does that go for? About 8 weeks. Then within that pre-selection course, you'll do the SFET. What are the assessment activities and requirements during the SFET? What do you need to do to pass? What happens after that? That's the selection. And now it's going to be a combined selection, right? So they'll expect you to know that. How long does it go for? Around 3 weeks. What happens after that? Well, if you pass, you go to the Rio cycle, all right? And that goes for around 2 years now. How long is each course on Rio? Where's it located? What do you do at each stage? And a lot of this stuff you can get on the Army website. If you need any help, make sure you email me and I'll help you where I can. But they'll expect you to know this kind of stuff because it's common knowledge. If you research it, you'll be able to find it. What happens if any time or any point you fail during the DRS process? All right, what will happen then? You'll probably get sent to an infantry unit. What other infantry unit? Which one would you actually prefer to go to if you fail? What specialist courses can you complete once you're in the unit? All right, so after Rio, obviously you're going to get badged, you're going to be in the unit. What are some of the specialist courses? What's the job role of a commander? Obviously you want to know that. Again, that's on the ADF website. Primary tasks, roles and responsibilities of commandos in particular. And why I say commandos is because if you're going for DRS, at this stage, you can still only go for commandos, even though it's combined selection, but that may change. But for now, just think about the commando role. Why do you think you're suitable for SF? This is a big one. Think about the SF attributes and traits and how you've applied them in your own life. Things like adaptability, maturity, toughness, self-discipline, trainability, teamwork, leadership, all your soft skills, okay? Working with other people, your emotional intelligence, your stress management strategies, okay? What about your ability to handle stress? How do you deal with stressful situations? And I'll probably ask to give genuine examples from your own life in all these components, like where have you been adaptable? Where have you shown maturity? What about toughness, teamwork, leadership, all that kind of stuff? And when they ask you for examples from your own life, don't make shit up. Right? Don't exaggerate shit. Just be genuine. Okay? So have a think about all these times in your own life up until now where you have applied or you've had to utilize these attributes. Okay? Adaptability, maturity, toughness, self-discipline, trainability, teamwork, leadership, soft skills. All right? They'll want to know that you've dealt with adversity. How did you deal with it? How did you overcome it? Have you ever had to deal with trauma? If so, how did you deal with it? Right? And if you haven't dealt with trauma, fine. Right, you can't, again, don't make shit up. They're not expecting everyone to have gone through a really traumatic experience, but obviously everyone's gone through stressful experiences. So think about that. Think about how you got through it. What strategies did you use and how you can then apply that to SF. What happens if you have to kill someone? That's a good one. You'll get that. How do you think you respond and why? What does your family think about you wanting to go for SF? How will they cope with you being away in dangerous environments? So if you say things like your family doesn't really want you to go, your wife doesn't want you to go, you've got kids, that kind of stuff, that's going to be a big red flag. So you've got to be very careful what you say there. Because the SF process, DRS process is so hard, if you have any external factors that are pulling you away from your training and your concentration and focus to pass that process, that's going to, again, be a big red flag and they're going to be very hesitant in taking you. So understand all of that. What team environments have you been a part of, right? Teamwork is huge. They want to know that you've worked in teams. They want to know that you've worked in small teams and that you understand team dynamics because SF is all about the team and that's going to be assessed on selection. Another good one is things like, how have you contributed to society so far? Again, be genuine. Don't lie. Don't exaggerate. If you have contributed to society, i.e. you've worked for the Rural Fire Service, you've volunteered somewhere, whatever, okay? You can utilize that as an example. But again, don't lie. Don't exaggerate. Just be genuine. Other questions to know the answer to, or have a think about, because these questions might get asked to you. And again, if you can go into this process, again, if you go into this process really prepared, you're not going to stumble over anything. You're just going to look professional. You're going to look calm. You're going to look concise and mature. And the whole testing process is going to be good. All right. You're going to go well. So other questions. How much do commandos get paid? What's your return of service obligation? Where will you be posted? Right. Have you ever tried drugs? That's always a good one. Do you have a criminal history? What are your strengths and weaknesses? And how have you improved those weaknesses? That's a good one. So have a think about that. And if you have a glaring weakness, such as you tend to get angry or you tend to lose control of your emotions, how have you improved that? What about a physical weakness, such as swimming? What have you done to improve that? They want to know that you have some insight into your own self, right? Your own self-worth. You've done some self-analysis, and also after that analysis, that you have implemented some strategies or some tools to overcome those weaknesses, all right? So have a think about all that. A couple of tips going into this. Be confident in yourself, all right? Now, that's easier said than done, but you do that by knowing the material, all right, and why you want to be in SF and the entire process for DRS, the army values, that your family's behind you, all the courses that you're going to do on Rio, why you want to do that, why you think you're going to be suitable for SF, why SF are going to want you in particular, where have you displayed those SF attributes and traits to give yourself that confidence that you are going to be able to get through that SF process. So confidence comes from knowledge. Confidence comes from practice. So if you understand all these questions and you write them down, you practice it and you develop it and you evolve it over time, you come back and you improve your answers and you practice it with friends and families and you conduct mock interviews, well, then you are going to gain a lot of confidence from that. And then go in there with some good stress management strategies as well. So make sure you eat a good breakfast. Make sure you dress really well. Make sure you've got some breathing techniques that you're going to use and understand that you've done or know and understand that you have done the work and you are going to be ready. The other thing, don't be afraid to politely correct your interviewer if he gets it wrong. A lot of the interviewers, the military interviewers, even the psychs, they haven't been in SF, so they might get some technicalities wrong, such as the scores required for SFET or how long selection goes for, even the roles and responsibilities of a commando. So if they get that wrong, you can politely correct them because it will show them that you know your stuff, all right? Again, just be polite, just be respectful about it, and you'll come across well. Dress well, it's a job interview, all right? So it shows that you're professional, have all the required paperwork. Again, just be ready. And the last thing, take your own food and drink, okay? Don't rely on anything else. If you're hungry, if you're thirsty, especially if you're a little bit nervous, you're going to get thirsty, so make sure you take the required rations, okay? And that's about it, all right? So tips and tricks to help you prepare for the direct recruiting scheme for the Army and Commandos and tips to help you get through the psych and the defense interview or tips to help you prepare as best as you possibly can because you need to and you want to present the best version of you, all right? So make sure you understand all that. Write it down, practice it, conduct some mock interviews, be confident, be relaxed, have your stress management strategies, and I think you're going to go really well. You're going to go a hell of a lot better than people who don't listen to this, who haven't prepared, and are just trying to fucking wing it. Don't do that. It looks unprofessional, and you're not going to go very well. That's it for this episode of the podcast. If you have any questions, make sure you reach out Reese, which is R-H-Y-S, Reese at operatorage.com, or you can go to operatorage.com/selection, number of different free resources there, including joining my school platform and the selection group. That's it. Hope you got a lot out of it, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks.